I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about the importance of thanking people now. Often you hear these stories of people who are nearing the end of their lives, and they pull the people who are closest to them in life, you know, close to them in those, as they face those final hours or final days or weeks. And if they lived a healthy life, they start to express gratitude for the ways that those people blessed them, right? But why wait for the end? My parents are friends with this one family, and this man tragically died. He left 9 children behind, and a mini miracle happened. They gathered at his bedside, and they prayed with him. And the guy, as he was dying, woke up, became full of energy and life. And he just had a few hours before he laid down again to die. But in those few hours, all he wanted to do was thank everybody. He sat down with each one of his kids. He sat down with his wife, and everything he could think of just poured out his gratitude. Wow, what a powerful thing. And what a great thoughts like that, thoughts of death really bring life into focus. When you think about the end, who will you thank? Can I beg you right now, whether it's family, friends, or just those people at your workplace that you take for granted, thank them for the little things. Express the gratitude now, today.
I think one of the reasons we don't do this, and I think that's a big question, it's like, why wouldn't we do this? Sometimes I think that we know we should have done it a long time ago, and if we do it now, we'll be a little bit embarrassed. We talk about this when people give feedback at work, and to say, or to get to know the people you work for. And if you've never done it, you're going to feel like, gosh, if I do it now, it's going to feel crazy. But have the courage to go sit down with somebody and say, hey, you know something? You've done something for me for years, and I don't think I've been properly grateful for it, and I want to celebrate it and thank you for it right now. Every time you do it, the person receiving it is glad you did it. You're glad you did it. The embarrassment lasts for but 3 seconds at the beginning. And so I think sometimes we don't express gratitude until the very end because we're a little embarrassed that we haven't done it before and that we're afraid it's going to feel trite. But if you've ever been on the receiving end of gratitude, know that it never feels trite. You're always glad to hear it. So I think it's a great thing to do. It's so funny, Chris, because we didn't talk about this before, but this morning I thought about if I thanked one person every day, I would probably become a very grateful person. If I just did one per day.
Yeah.
And I think about all the people I haven't. So I think every day what I need to do is write down one person's name and literally shoot them an email or give them a call or stop by in the office and just say, I love that you do this, and I appreciate that.
Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for all the blessings you put in our lives. Help us to open up our hearts to the blessing that people are to us and to make the time to thank them every day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.